I was 21 years old when I made a trip to St. Lucia. I didn't travel alone. I traveled with a group, and we traveled there for the Caribbean lectureship where I led worship. And traveling with the group was not just myself and other people, but my fiance was there. But when we got to St. Lucia, we split up. I was living with someone else, and she was living in the hotel with her mom and aunt. I didn't know where that hotel was. So the next day, I woke up, packed a bag, and I set off to find her. It was hot. So I placed a rag on my head, and I was walking the streets. Never been to St. Lucia before, but I was determined to find her. And I decided no hot sun, lack of money, lack of direction was going to stop me from finding her. And guess what happened? Exactly, you're right. I found her, and I was so happy. We're talking about the love of God. And as we read the scripture this morning, Paul tells us that nothing is able to separate us from the love of God. And what is amazing is that sometimes we read the scripture and we have a different idea of what he is saying, because he's not speaking about nothing is able to separate God from our love. Anything can separate someone from our love. But he says nothing can separate us from God's love. And so what God has to offer, he will offer. What God has for you, he will give it to you. And he will pursue you to give that to you. You see, when we think about God and the way he chose to communicate and commune and to dwell and fellowship with mankind, we realize that even from the beginning, from the Garden of Eden, after man's sin, the separation wasn't that there was this mysterious wall between man and God. No, the separation was that man decided to flee from God. Did you read that in your Bible? They ran and they hide. And so what happens when we sin? What happens is that we feel this type of guilt and shame. Anybody felt that before? You see, that is what happens. When you sin, you feel embarrassed sometimes about what you did. You feel that guilt and the shame, and you hide yourself. Because have you ever done something to someone or something that could affect somebody, and because of what you did, you try to avoid them because you don't want them to ask you about it? Have you ever done that before? Yeah, just wiggle your toes. I don't want you to shake your head. You see, what happened is that that's the same thing that happened. You don't want them to ask you about it. You don't want to take responsibility for it. You don't want to take ownership. You don't want to talk about it because you feel bad about it. That's what we do sometimes when we sin. I've been in positions when, you know, I've done wrong things growing up as teenagers. Oh boy, I've been there before. As a teenager, I've done the wrong thing over and over and over. And I feel so bad. Sometimes I believe, you know, man, God is not going to forgive me for that anymore. I don't think I'm worthy for God's love and his fellowship anymore. I'm not worthy. Maybe I should just take a whole new direction. And that's what happens. And we run from God. And that's a separation that happened between us and God. But what the scripture is saying is that God's love still runs behind you, even when you run away from him. Is that okay? You see, because you will do things that will make you feel so bad, and you hear the little voice in your head saying, Leon, man, you're just not good enough. Man, you're just not worthy for God's attention. You know what? You should just quit this Christianity thing. You should just quit all this trying hard thing. You know, this is not for me. You will hear those words being played in your mind and in your ear over and over. But the love of God is so overwhelming and so powerful, and he wants you so bad that nothing will separate you from his love. No matter where you run or where you hide, not even death, as we read in the scripture, is going to separate any one of us from God's love. He loves you no matter what you do. He loves you no matter who you are. People may make fun of you. People may judge you and condemn you. And people may look at you and say all sorts of things about you. And I know some of you may have experienced that. Wiggle your toes again. But no matter what people say about you, God's love is always there to swoop you up and sweep you off your feet. No guy can do that to you, ladies. No girl can do that to you, fellas. God's love can do that to you all the time. So nothing is able to separate us from God's love. When you wake up in the morning, say, thank you, Lord, for loving me. Even those who do bad, we sing the song, Father Along, we'll know all about it. And then we say, you know, sometimes I wonder why others prosper and they're doing so much wicked day after day. And that is because God's love shows no discrimination. He wants all of mankind to change and to do the right thing, but his love is not like, you need to be good and then I'll love you. His love is not the type of love that says, you need to get things straight and then I'll love you. You need to fix your path and then I'll love you. His love is the type of love that says, I'll love you and I'll help you fix it. You see, I thought you'd be shouting and screaming here this morning about that. That's the love that God has for all of us. And that's the love that he wants you to feel every single day of your life. So I really hope that you'll be encouraged by listening and reading the scripture, speaking of the love of God. And I'll close with this. From the beginning, God has shown that he wanted to be among us, to be with us, and to give us what he has. And in the end, that is what we're going to have. He's going to glorify us, and we're going to join in his holiness. And all of that is going to be made possible because of the love that he has for every one of us. So I hope that you have a blessed day, and know that God loves you no matter who you are, no matter what you've done, or the mistakes that you will make in the future. It doesn't matter about that. Know that God loves you for you. Thank you.